You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
When middle schooler Emily Elizabeth meets a magical animal rescuer who gives her a little red puppy, she never anticipated waking up to find a giant 10-foot hound in her small New York City apartment. While her single mom is away for business, Emily and her fun but impulsive Uncle Casey set out on an adventure that will keep you on the edge of your seat as our heroes take a bite out of the Big Apple. Based on the beloved's classic book character, Clifford will teach the world how to love big. My only real complaint is that Clifford should have been 2D. I'm not gonna get used to this giant live-action dog running down the street. It's really weird. Oh well, at the end of the day, I'm just looking forward to watching a movie about doggos. Even if the story ends up being a cheap adaptation, we can all sit down and relax with some doggo friends.
I am joined, of course, by Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Bum, bum, bum.
Also joining us is the King of Pranks, the Albino Alligator, Popcorn Bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
I'm also here, thank you.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, what happened was... In August of 2019, what seems like ages ago, the Sonic the Hedgehog people let the nerds win, Travis. And so now we're just going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it over and over again, because once the nerds win, Travis, the nerds, they want to keep winning.
They can't stop winning.
It's funny because we just literally just had this conversation, and not, what, 2 days later? Clifford pops up.
Travis, nobody who remembers Clifford from their childhood should have any interest in seeing
Clifford.
This Clifford movie, because they're my age and this movie is for children, Travis.
It's not for us. This would have been for us
30 years ago.
Yeah, right. Like, this would have been for us, even if we had read Clifford for the first time 2-3 years ago, this is still for us. 30 years ago, this is no longer for us.
So these vengeful hate nerds who are mad, and you know what their criticism of Clifford is? I think they want it to be like a Roger Rabbit, Travis. They want Clifford to be animated.
If they want an animated Clifford, that exists. Yeah, they can go watch it.
There's Clifford animated stuff. But no, they're mad at Clifford.
When has a motion picture like this ever been straight animated? They haven't animated the Smurfs. They haven't animated the Chipmunks. They haven't animated Sonic the Hedgehog.
They want to do like Cool World, Travis. They want a Cool World Clifford.
No kids this age want to watch animation anymore. They don't want 2D animation. They're not interested in it.
2D animation is kind of gone. Like, everything is a CG or what's that Pixar stuff? What do you?
Yeah, it's
computer.
That 3D animation.
Yeah, you 3D Clifford. And if you're going ahead and 3D-ing him, why not just make him look like a real dog?
Yeah, why not make him look like a golden retriever puppy? Because that's essentially kind of what Clifford looks like. If you blew up a golden retriever puppy, colored him red, that's Clifford.
Yeah, I know what they ought to adapt into a motion picture, Travis, is that Marmaduke.
So
they've done that.
Did they make a Marmaduke?
I guess I'm out of the loop here on this one. So what exactly did they do?
So they released a 19-second teaser trailer.
Sure.
That revealed that they're making a Clifford the Big Red Dog.
And
movie.
They showed the Clifford.
Yeah.
Can you pop it up on the screen for me?
I mean,
yeah, 2010, starring Owen Wilson as the voice of
Marmaduke doesn't talk.
Gotta love Owen Wilson.
With the help of his best feline friend, a lovable Great Dane named Marmaduke.
What's wrong with that?
They don't like it. They said he should be 2D. They want him to be animated.
The stupid thing that they did with this piece of Clifford was that didn't they put pictures of regular dogs next to him?
Yeah, they lined up several background dogs, and they're like, hey, guys, look at all these dogs. And they zoomed out, and Clifford was next to him, and he's really big, Travis.
With like a white background, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clifford looks fine. You can't put him against a white background and expect people to be like, ooh, can't wait.
What you need to see
is a big red dog. That's what he's supposed to look like.
He should be climbing the Empire State Building and swatting at helicopters, Travis.
Oh, there you go.
You know, exactly. It takes place in New York City.
Yeah. Godzilla versus Kong versus Clifford.
He gets into all kinds of
mischief.
I hope
the nerds don't win this one because he looks fine.
Does look fine.
The nerds,
he looks like a puppy dog.
They have to win now, Drunk, or they won't stop. The nerds, they'll go straight to Paramount Pictures and say, you make him animated.
So
I don't even think they've started making it yet. I think they're just kind of saying, hey, we're going to make this.
The nerds can interject on Sonic the Hedgehog because they're the ones growing up playing this video game, and most kids probably don't necessarily know what Sonic the Hedgehog is, so you're probably going to get parents dragging their children to see Sonic the Hedgehog, but all kids read Clifford at some point. So it doesn't matter what these weird nerd people without children think about Clifford.
So Clifford talks, right?
I don't think Clifford talks.
No, Clifford
doesn't talk, and Marmaduke doesn't talk.
Clifford talked in the original.
Clifford didn't talk in
the
original.
John Ritter played Clifford.
No, John Ritter wasn't. Was John Ritter the voice of Clifford the Big Red Dog, Travis?
Yes.
Did Clifford talk?
Yes, Clifford talked.
What did he say?
Don't
you think that his voice would be so loud and thunderous that it would ruin people's eardrums?
No. But I mean, I guess what I'm envisioning there is a, you know, 2020 Homeward Bound.
Listen, I'm just afraid that everybody is going to get this confused with the 1994 movie of the same name starring Martin Short and Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin was in another big dog movie?
No, there was no big dogs in this Clifford. It was just that Martin Short played like a child whose name was Clifford.
Oh, like an adult child?
Yeah, he was an adult, but he played a child.
Yeah, see, Charles Grodin, you know, he's known for big dog movies, Travis, so I can see
he gets pissed about those dogs.
Because you know what happens, Travis, is they go out and like and jump in a mud puddle, and then they come in and shake, and they get mud all over all the furniture, Travis.
Sometimes they accidentally get their leg caught up in a blanket. And then they run around the dining room table just while everybody's sitting down to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, God. Fucking big dogs, man. Why are we even remaking Clifford the Big Red Dog? Get rid of him.
Scholastic still makes the books.
You get rid of Clifford the Big Red Dog. You get rid of fucking Marmaduke. You get rid of Beethoven. What you make is you make movies about like a pleasant little dog who eats his food and sits for ice cubes.
Your dog doesn't even do that. Why would they make
my dog's too big?
You get rid of Marley from Marley and Me.
Yeah, too big. You know, little dog
that
behaves himself. Make that movie. Make the movie where the little dog just behaves himself.
That's like the Jim Carrey movie The Mask, where Frasier. his little pup named Max is able to get him, like, go fetch him keys and shit.
Right. And Frasier, that dog just chilled the whole time.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie ruled. Well, we need a Eddie spinoff where Eddie is the star. And we just follow around Eddie. And, like, I mean, like, that Pixar movie that Louis C.K. was the voice of, you know, that the dog jumps out the window and goes and has adventures all day. It's mischief, Travis. Dogs are mischievous. Every movie is about dogs getting into trouble.
You ever see that?
They need to just, you know who's a good example, Drunk? Those fucking Paw Patrols.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, like, help. They don't get into trouble. I mean, they're just like, fuck, there's a fire.
So there should be a Paw Patrol movie, is what you're
fucking
saying?
Fucking fire dog is going to go put that fire out because he's a good boy.
So I feel Paw Patrol just movie. Recently, I just figured that, I feel like Paw Patrol is a ripoff. Just recently. Do you remember the movie Cats and Dogs?
But what about a live action Paw Patrol?
No, can't do that. So you have a live action world with
animated Paw Patrols
just saving people. I think they've even expanded, Travis. I think they got like a forest ranger dog.
Well, you got to keep recruiting.
And they have like a dog who goes out in a snowmobile and helps out, you know, snow missions.
What if it was Paw Patrol in like the Cars world?
Paw Patrol Cars?
You know,
cars.
Oh, well, you got the dogs and the cars. I love to watch those dogs piss on the hubcaps of Lightning McQueen.
I have an update on what we talked about the other week with the minx, the minxuses.
Oh, they murdered them.
They murdered all of them. Yeah. Ireland, apparently, they saw. Oh, and by the way, like they murdered all the minx, and now like they're debating whether or not that was a good idea or not. Like they're arguing with each other. They're like, hey, you guys shouldn't have done that. It's a little fucking late now. Maybe we should have talked about it before we murdered all the minx.
Right.
So, Travis, first of all, before I get to Ireland, they're talking about murdering all their minx now, too. The mass graves that they dug.
Why would there be? I thought they incinerated them all.
I thought they incinerated them all too, but apparently not because the video that I watched talking about it, they just had a big pile of corpses and it was.
I think originally the plan was to burn them. Instead, they buried them.
Yeah. So they only buried them 3 feet deep. And apparently that's not enough because like their decomposing bodies are like bubbling up to the surface. And so, like, now everybody's like, oh, no, we didn't bury him deep enough. And, like, they're just popping out of the ground.
Wouldn't you have, if you buried him that shallow, wouldn't you have other wildlife digging them up to eat their rotting corpses?
Sure, yeah.
And then you just have another more compounded problem?
And what they said, apparently mink farmers, they suck. They're not very good at their jobs because they said that every year they lose 5% of their minks, like 5% of their minks every year escape. They're saying that there's probably.
I bet you that's that way with almost all farms.
You think?
Yeah.
That 5% escape?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're talking like a dairy, like cows will escape, but, you know, they gather them back up.
They're branded, so your neighbor will find them and bring them back.
You just kind of go out and find them, Travis. You'd be like,
they're not fast, so they usually are blocking off a road or something, or they're in somebody's yard eating their grass. I mean, so you just gather them back up.
Feral hogs is such a problem because hogs escape.
Tape a poster to a stop sign says, "Hey, I'm looking for my cow. Reward if found."
I will say, if somebody's hogs escaped, I probably would kill that thing and then call somebody who knows how to butcher a pig.
Right.
Oh, you're
a cow, I think, would be a little bit too much work.
Right, even a quarter cow, that'll fill your freezer for the whole winter.
Exactly. And I mean, I think it's a little, it would be conspicuous hanging a cow from a tree. A pig you could get away with, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Travis.
Well, that's what you got to have a barn for.
I'll get back to minks, but you guys are talking about quarter cows, and it got me thinking. Did you have, this might be a regional thing, but did you have fiestadas when you were in school, at the school lunch, like the Mexican pizza? It was like shaped like a stop sign, yep. Travis?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You could buy them in bulk. Like, and I think they send you like 60 of them.
I'm pretty sure they were made by Tony's too.
And I've thought,
didn't Schwann's have something like that?
They might. They might.
They probably do.
But I was thinking,
like, maybe that's the only time I had it.
Man, I would really like to get me some of them fiestadas, but I mean, there's no way I can get 60 of them. That's too many. So what I need is like a couple of friends,
a deep freezer,
who are as passionate as me about fiestadas that I could split them with, right?
I'd prefer the square pizza myself, but...
Yeah. Anyway, so what they think is that probably 100 to 200 of the minks in Denmark that have COVID are escaped minks. And now they're worried that they're going to run around out in the forest.
Run around and eat the fucking field mice? There's fucking 3 feet of snow in Denmark right now. Who fucking gives a fuck?
Well, maybe that they're going to give other field mice COVID.
Are minks a cold weather animal? Do they like bop through the snow and shit?
Yeah.
So now I think they're going to like send out vigilante units, Travis, to track down these escaped minks.
Have you seen this? A mink is the size of my phone.
I thought they were like ferrets.
No, minks are like ferrets.
Yeah, they're not big at all.
I mean, a ferret's a pretty good size.
Yeah, you can pop off ferrets. I mean, it's like squirrels, shooting squirrels with a 22.
It's more trapping than popping off.
It's probably more fun.
It's a fucking white mink with white snow. The only way you're gonna fucking see it is if you catch a glimpse of its eyes. Good luck.
As soon as you see the snow move, you shoot.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well, that's kind of where Ireland's at, Travis, because Ireland is like, okay, well, Denmark killed all their minxes. Maybe we should kill all of our fucking minxes. Oh, and by the way, let's kill everything else too. I got a clip for you of Ireland.
One of the main opposition left-wing parties, the Solidarity Party, has called this evening for all fur farm animals to be culled as well, for fear that this mutated form of the virus may be present in that type of community. So mixed reaction to the decision by the Irish government to cull all mink in Ireland, and the chief medical officer is hopeful that this precautionary measure that's been taken by the Irish government will be effective.
He didn't sound like he had Lucky Charms at all.
Are we gonna extinct the minks?
We're gonna fucking extinct the minks.
No, because America won't do that.
And then, well, I mean, we don't. How many minks do we got?
Plenty.
So we're gonna extinct the minks, Travis. And then they're gonna be like, well, fuck. What if other farm animals have it? We're gonna start popping off cows.
Canada
too.
Won't do it either. I guarantee you. And Canada's got plenty.
We're just gonna kill everything. And by the way, Travis. 11 people have gotten COVID from minks. 11. And so it's mostly precautionary.
Kill that many cows when mad cow disease was a thing.
Well, I mean, the people, they love their cows, Travis. Like, what would McDonald's do?
See, they're held as deities, or are they delicious?
I hope in one of those countries they find out fucking dogs transmit COVID to see what happens then.
Where do you think the line's going to be drawn?
I guarantee you they ain't gonna murder all their dogs. I guarantee you they won't.
Well, minxes are pretty fucking cute in the first place.
Travis, I'll tell you what, they had like a bulldozer, and like they had the whole like shovel of the bulldozer full of dead minxes. Really bummed me out. I wish I didn't have to do research for this, Travis.
Well, didn't they bulldoze a bunch of old people into a mass grave in New York? Did that bum you out?
No, I mean, old people aren't cute.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and I don't think they didn't mass grave people, did they?
Didn't
they? They put them in UPS vans, I think.
Drunk, didn't they mass grave people in New York?
I don't recall what you're talking about.
I swear a bunch of people died. They were all John Does, Jane Does, and they just mass graved them.
Mandela effect.
So if Clifford the Big
Bernstein?
Red Dog, Travis, if he died, they would have to incinerate him, right? How would they get rid of Clifford the Big Red Dog? Are they going to be able to dig a hole big enough for him?
No, dude, that's when you have like a Clifford roast. You invite all your biker friends and you just put that fucker on a spit.
Would you eat a dog?
Cook up Clifford the Big Red
a
Dog?
A dog that size, I probably would.
I mean, it is kind of like a Marvel drunk. It would be like an event.
I can't imagine a dog tasting very good.
I mean, like, I wouldn't eat just like a regular dog.
Would you eat your dog?
No, absolutely not.
It'd be like wild or something.
But if it was like Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Would you eat a wolf?
Like, if it was a famous dog, Travis. Like, if it was one of the many dogs killed during filming of, like, Milo and Otis.
Oh, yeah, you eat that.
You'd eat that dog, right?
Fuck yeah.
It's a fucking famous dog.
You eat Milo
dog.
And you eat Otis.
Be like, dude, I mean, this dog was Milo and Otis.
That's like when you have a Chinese dish that's got, like, beef and pork in it. Yeah. You eat cat and dog.
Well, if that's what the Chinaman's serving up,
I mean,
I guess I like it.
Yeah,
already.
It's a good story, drunk.
Oh, you guys will never believe this time that I was at this fucking bonfire. They had this goddamn 40-foot dog on a spit, and everybody just took a knife and just cut off big chunks of it and ate it.
So it's like a luau.
Hell yeah.
You put an apple in his mouth? Oh, you'd have to put like a watermelon in his mouth because he's big, right, Travis?
Oh, yeah, a watermelon for sure. Two or three watermelons, probably.
I hate to even bring it up because I'm sure, like, we've even talked about it before, but what do you do with his dumps, Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Well, you live next to the river, so I just fling them in the river.
Just fling all the dumps in the river? You'd just have to get like one of those bobcat things and just always have it. You'd have to buy one. You'd have to buy a bobcat, and you just have to...
Well, you don't have enough land for a 20-foot dog.
I was going to say, I got 4.5 acres, and half of it is all woods, so I'd just continuously push it into the... that's where he would shit exclusively, would be in the woods.
Just shit out in the... So you'd have to clear out some trees so that he has, like, a clear path. You know, my dog, Travis, has shit on our walks, like, 3 times.
And he forgot a bag?
No, I always bring a bag. I'm a good neighbor, drunk. I'm a really good person. I don't know if you know that about me, drunk. But I'm a really good person.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
But all 3 times that she shit on our walks has been in front of the same house.
And ooh, that's like, a sign.
We don't always go that direction.
She likes the smell.
We rarely go this direction, but when we walk past this house, she always shits in their yard. And it's weird. She remembers where she shit, and she thinks, this is where I should shit this time, too. This is my shitting place.
So let me ask you a question. So you're taking the dog out for a walk. Dog shits.
Yeah.
You pick up the shits.
Yeah.
It's neighborhood trash day.
Do I throw it in somebody else's trash? No. That's rude.
I'll get you shot.
Why? It's going to go out the same day as everybody else's trash.
It's not my trash, though.
It's already at the street.
I walk my goofy
but
little...
But it's already at the street, right?
I walk my goofy little shit bag back to my house, and I throw it in my trash. And then the raccoons eat it, which is weird. Raccoons... You know, the time I shit my pants, Travis... I threw that in the trash, and the fucking raccoons loved it. And
oh, yeah.
The time that I had a shit sample that I had to take before my colonoscopy, they loved that shit. I had excess shit after I shit in the jar.
After you shit your shit?
Yeah, well, like I shit into a bowl, and then I took like a good piece out to put in the sample to take to the place.
Well, I think humans are very unique in the fact that we won't eat other animals' shit, but pretty much every animal that I've come across will eat other animals' shit. Like, my dog eats the cat shit out of the litter box, even with the little crunchy particles of cat litter on it.
Gross.
Your dog eats your cat shit?
Yeah, super gross. And that's not unique.
Like, when they're fresh?
Oh, it doesn't matter if they're fresh or if they're old. Huh. I mean, fresh is day of... As stale as the cat shit gets in my litter box is 2, maybe 3 days because my wife is very... I refuse to clean the shit box.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Do you still have the bowl?
In the chat, Shannon's asking if I threw the bowl. Yeah, it was a paper bowl, like a disposable bowl. I threw it in the trash.
So like a Dixie bowl.
The fucking raccoons, they love my shit.
Oh, you didn't use like a Captain Crunch cereal bowl and then just wash it out?
Travis, the raccoons have never reacted I mean, like, we throw away all kinds of stuff.
So let me ask you this.
They've never reacted like they did when my shit was in there.
What is with all the raccoons in your neighborhood?
He lives by the river.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So did they require that it be salad?
Well, at first...
And what if you couldn't produce a salad?
At first they... Well, no, they let me go home and just... bring it back when I was ready to produce.
I understand.
And actually, the first time I took it up there, they told me to freeze it and then to bring it up there frozen.
Oh, yep.
And so I brought it up there frozen.
And you're just like, I don't want to put this in my freezer.
And I gave it to them, and then I left.
Back in there with my chicken cutlets.
And the lady, she called me on the phone when I was pulling out of the parking lot, and she's like, why is this frozen? And I said, because you told me to freeze it. She goes, no, it's not supposed to be frozen. And so I had to go back, and they gave me another one. And so then I had to, like, wait a week and take my shit
because
up there.
You couldn't produce but once a week?
I had to take my shit up there fresh. I don't know how we got – we were talking about murdering minks, guys.
We were talking about what to do with Clifford the Big Red Dog's dumps.
Yeah. I guess – you would just have to teach him where to go because you'd have to control that. I mean, it's not like you could take Clifford the Big Red Dog for like a walk because it's a whole fucking thing, Travis.
So I'll tell you what we're going to do.
What are we going to do, John?
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
You're going to play this little outro.
Okay.
And we're going to come back.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some more fun.
More fun. I'm excited about it. Travis, are you excited
God,
about
love it? Fun.
I fucking love fun.
We don't have enough fun in our lives. You know what I mean?
Oh, Travis, you just wait. I got a surprise for you, buddy.
Oh, I love surprises. Actually, I hate them, but...
Dubfon goes hard.
Gators in the basement, comics stacked to the ceiling, gazing at the computer glow, feeling that turnaround feeling. Precious moments, old blue Pepsi, Beanie Babies, all for sale. Somewhere in his man cave, Christmas toys all around him. Retro childhood memories, records of music, cards that say magic, sell them on eBay, hustle it all. God, I wish my voice wasn't so bad right now.
You know what we like to do over here at the Hot Butter Podcast during the Christmas time? We like to drink warm eggnog and put candy canes in each other's assholes.
Live.
Online and on your smartphone. And on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. The first podcast transmitted by the FaxCast Fax Machine Transmission Service. Have podcasts streamed directly to your fax machine. Visit us on the web at faxcast.com or dial toll-free 1-800-FAXCAST.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Tiger, along that wire from
for that allegiance. Oh, I've got to know.
My wallet.
Bang to fame. Bang your guns. For that allegiance. Oh,
titillated by the titties.
All posed to drag you out. What control is strong enough to mind you? Strong enough to
fight. Why don't we take a 5-minute break?
It's strong enough to walk through.
Dildos.
I'm that lonely girl. Dead desires. There's a thrall stays in your kiss. Need you need not miss that kiss.
You got to cross the swords.
So we had an idea. Drum. Shannon was saying that you know their Shotsmas special that they do every Christmas time. That they were going to invite you and Travis.
Right.
Have you already been invited?
Not yet. Well, she said on the show, but I haven't gotten the annual tweet from Beardy like I usually do.
So me and Lisa were saying that what we should do is we should listen to Shotsmas and stream live our commentary on Shotsmas. I don't know if we also said that we were going to do shots while we're listening to Shotsmas.
I did extra shots last year.
Huh?
I did extra shots last year.
You did extra shots?
Well, you know, the 5 in my bag, and then I had another bottle of Rumplemintz on the side, so.
Oh.
I was going to say, I usually have a drink or two sitting. I mean, you can't just do the shots.
I'm an exclusive shots only person anyway, but.
Yeah, so the Shotsmas Companion is what we were talking about doing. I don't know where we would do it. Obviously, we couldn't do it on our home station because you guys would be on it.
Well, you could just record it and then post it afterwards.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Travis, are you on Snapchat?
No.
So Mike, the other day, had a snap with an ornament, and it said, "It's cute, but it's not $21.95 cute." And I mean,
is that a thing?
So what is too expensive for an ornament in your mind?
Oh, $21.95 cute? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's too much for a Christmas ornament, right, Travis?
I would say if it's like an exclusive ornament, like if it's an existing property, if it's like Ripley from Aliens, flamethrower-ing.
It was a Santa with a COVID mask.
Oh, that's too much.
But I guess, you know, to mark this point in time, Travis.
No, listen, if you're paying for like an existing IP that they had to get the license for to make an ornament, that kind of price is fine.
So what how much would you pay for
it? Should be like $9.
Yeah, this is what I said. I said that I would value it at $8, but I would pay probably up to 12. Like if I spent $12 on it, Travis, I'd be mad. I'd say $12 is overpriced, but I should have this. But I'd say it's like an $8 ornament, Travis. $22 is too much.
That's ridiculous.
And then Drunk said, well, you know, there's ornaments on eBay that are hundreds of dollars.
Well, I believe it was Amazon.
But not just Santa Claus with a stupid mask on.
No, I mean, it's like the Starship Enterprise and, yeah. You know.
That shit, those are collectibles. That's Hallmark put those out one Christmas, and now all of a sudden they're collectibles. You know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, $100.
Well, that was my other example was, have you ever walked into a Hallmark? They have
Well, that's what Travis is talking about. It's IPs.
Yeah, you're paying for the IP.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get a Grinch ornament for less than $20-$30.
The great thing about doing this program is that...
One of many.
Because we post stuff about the topics that we discuss, and most of those topics are things that we're griping about. Well, let's be honest.
Should we rename our program Grumpy Old?
We're Grumpy Folks.
Man, we should check if that title is available, actually. That's pretty great.
I bet it is.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure none of the 5 million podcasts out there have come up with grumpy old men yet. my targeted ads, Travis, I feel like are tailored to find things for us that are like anti our interest. You know, so and what I got the other day, Trevor, have you seen The Jerk at Work?
No, I'm not familiar.
Travis, what The Jerk at Work is...
Is it a YouTube thing?
No. It is Elf on a Shelf, but it's for the workplace, Travis.
Oh, God. There's a website and everything.
Has this ever happened to you? Everyone is getting ready for the holidays, but you're stuck at work.
If there was only some way to prank my coworkers during the holidays.
Well, now there is. Introducing The Jerk at Work, the holiday hooligan that makes work fun again.
So, Travis, what you do is you take The Jerk at Work and you do the pranks on all your coworkers. Like, you unplug their computer monitor. And then you put The Jerk at Work.
This piece of shit looks exactly like if the Elf on the Shelf grew up and got a shitty job in an office.
Doesn't he have a tie?
He's got a red tie that is not long enough, a white button-down shirt, a gigantic white tooth smile, and a green Santa hat that sticks straight up.
Travis, do you want to know why he has that big smile?
Please.
Computer not working? It's The Jerk at Work. Who stink bombed the office bathroom? The Jerk at Work. Who ate your lunch from the company fridge? The Jerk at Work. Who caused the printer jam? The Jerk at Work.
So you take all the paper out of the printer, Travis, and you just stick The Jerk at Work in there. And then somebody
who
goes,
who ate Karen's yogurt from the company fridge?
You don't want to do it to Karen. Do it to somebody else, not Karen.
See, look at this. There's one of their other examples is, who put vodka in the water cooler?
That's hilarious.
You're trying to get fired?
Yeah, they have a disclaimer at the end of their ad that says that if you get fired, it's not our fault. You bought The Jerk at Work basically so that you have an excuse to be a fucking asshole.
Listen, I'm all about capitalism, so if these shitheads came up with something that can sell for $30 and make themselves a bunch of money, that selling to dumbasses.
I wouldn't unplug my coworker's computer, but I would take out their little, blue internet.
That is amazing. Maybe unplug the Ethernet cable from the back of the computer.
That'd be good.
But don't put it under the actual computer station so it doesn't look like there's any cords missing.
Right.
Who slashed your boss's tires? It was The Jerk at Work.
Who shit in Linda's iced tea?
So drunk.
Yes, sir.
How much did you pay for this product? What do you think the going rate is for The Jerk at Work? Not necessarily what you would pay for it, because, I mean...
Two easy payments of $29.95.
You think it's a $60 doll, drunk?
How much is the typical Elf on the Shelf go for?
I would guess the Elf on the Shelf, it comes with a book, I believe, Travis. That's how they get you, is they say, you got to read the book to the kids so that the kids know why this dumb thing is here. But I think the Elf on the Shelf, I would guess the Elf on the Shelf is $20, $25?
Yeah, 20 sounds about right.
Drunk thinks two easy payments of $29.99, Travis.
That's too much. It's that's a deal at half the price.
How much would you pay for a doll like this? $500? $2,000?
Maybe.
How about just $29.99?
Woohoo!
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. What's the more?
So I was close. It was just one easy payment.
Yeah, it was one easy payment. $29.99.
I need, Mike, you're keeping me in suspense. What's the more?
I think that, see, Travis, this commercial, I think that it was a kind of a goof. They were having a good old time, Travis. And I think that, like, they said that it comes with like the packaging that it comes in.
I do like one of the descriptors underneath the jerk at work. Obviously they say he's a 12-inch jerk doll and he's got a 2-inch removable holiday hat.
That's huge.
My favorite line in this description is vinyl head with dumb jerk face.
I want, so the jerk at work is not affiliated with the Elf on the Shelf. I don't think.
Just putting that out there.
I think that it's its own. Do you think that Disclaimer. Elf on a Shelf could sue the jerk at work?
Maybe.
Do you think Elf on the Shelf is owned by a corporation?
I mean,
it's owned by Santa Claus. God damn it!
Like the man who made the Elf on the Shelf, I imagine. There can't be copycat Elf on Shelves. You can't just make Elf on the Shelf and put it out, Travis. It's
copyrighted or patented somehow.
Absolutely, right? Wasn't there like a Jew on a dresser?
Well, I mean, the Elf on the Shelf has their own show and Jew movie, and a right? Shoe.
No, but there was. There was like a Hebrew in the hallway. There was something like that, Travis. I remember it. It was blue. And it was like a Jew elf that did the same thing as the Elf on the Shelf, but it was Jewish.
But for Hanukkah?
Well, that's parody. You can do anything. That is like when Billy the Big Mouth Bass came out, and then they released Travis the Trout shortly after that.
So maybe that's how they can get away with it, is
yeah, parody. You can do whatever you want. It's parody law.
Yeah, the jerk at work, it's a parody that we're selling for $30. Smart.
Did you have Jesus a good Thanksgiving?
You're not supposed to yawn during the show.
It's been a long day. It's been a long, long day.
Mute your microphone when you do that. There's people listening right. to this.
Mike needs a cough button.
It's like, my God, you just hit the little mute.
I don't have a mute.
Fucking, sorry, guys. I'm really bored with this. Thanks for listening. Oh my God.
Travis, you got your tree up?
No, we're probably going on Saturday.
You go get a real tree.
Oh, yeah. We always get a real tree.
Do you cut it down yourself?
No, I can't be bothered with that.
Travis is a real tree guy?
Yeah, every year. We don't fuck around with that fake shit.
Do your animals piss on it?
No, but my cat drinks the water.
Okay.
What water?
The water you put underneath the tree when you have a real tree?
You have to water your tree, Mike, otherwise it dies fast. The needles fall faster.
You put it in like a vase? Like a tree vase?
Have you never had a real tree?
No. I'm not gonna bring
a tree. You put it in a tree stand, and then you fill the tree stand with water.
Like a pot?
Imagine it's the tree stand you have now, right?
Okay. No, I mean, it's just got like a metal base, and I put a skirt on it.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same thing, but you put water in that base.
Okay, so it's like a plate? Describe it's this like tree
a, it's
stand.
Like, it's like me. a bowl with legs, and then it's got the screws that you screw the tree in so it's secure.
Oh, like the, and then like you screw the trunk into the bottom of it?
Correct. Yes. And it's the
do you
the
go up? Trunks. You go up from the bottom of the thing into the trunk. Right.
The tree trunk sticks directly down into the bottom of the holder. And then you screw it in so it's nice and straight and it's taut and it's not going to fall over. And then you fill the bowl with water, and then you put the tree skirt back.
Do they
over.
Give you that little packet of
flower?
It's not,
flower
it's
flower
not like flowers.
No, they don't give you that.
It's not like flowers. No.
Do you leave it in your house until like it starts to go bad?
So do you go to like the Boy Scout lot for this?
No, we have a lot of tree farms around, actually, and we've been going to the same tree farm for many years.
Have you ever gone like way too late and ended up with like a Charlie Brown tree?
We have gone way too late and ended up, we've never ended up with like quite as bad as a Charlie Brown, because again, this is a tree farm. Their whole business is growing trees.
Right.
So they only have something left over, even if it's not necessarily what you wanted. But no, we've never had a complete pile of shit tree. But yes, we've been limited in our choices before.
Douglas fir.
I like the Douglas fir.
Travis, what we did last year is we waited until after Christmas when the Christmas trees were on clearance.
And you got a new Christmas tree?
We got a new Christmas tree.
Did you get it at Menards?
Like in January. And we put it in the garage. And it sat in the garage for a year. And so the new Christmas tree that we bought last year, we put up this year.
So this is the new one right here?
Yeah.
The mice get into that?
I got to say, it's a perfect size. It goes plumb to the ceiling.
Yeah. Did the mice get into that box?
They didn't. No, there was one spider when I opened it, Travis, and he was smushed, but he was still moving. His legs were moving around.
Spiders?
He must have just been smushed, which is a bummer because he probably like hung out in that box for like a whole year.
That's all right. He ate all the mosquitoes.
Well, he's probably like, man, I found this great ass house. I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. And then somehow got squished and is like, fuck.
Yeah.
It was my downfall.
Travis, you know what my mom did? She got she saw something on Pinterest.
Me?
She, Travis.
It came a little bit too late.
Travis, I won't stand for that.
I feel like if I said it poppycock immediately, Travis, it would have been more impactful.
I think I missed the whole.
What happened, drunk, is she saw on Pinterest that she could cut a wood pallet in a triangle and then paint it green. And then that could be her Christmas tree.
Okay.
So that's what she did. She had me come over with a saw and saw a wood pallet in a triangle.
Right.
And then she spray painted it green and put it in her living room.
But if you saw a wood pallet, then they don't have the bracing on the sides.
No, they have it in the middle.
So it's just floppy boards?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it depends on how sturdy the middle is. If it's a
no, it can never be that middle or that sturdy, because the nails or the screws would just be down the middle.
But if it's a double instead of a single.
I guess if it's a double. Yeah, you're right.
That goddamn Pinterest is going to be the end of all of us, Travis.
Oh, for sure.
Fuck that, baby. I'm building a fucking pallet shed come this spring.
Pallet shed?
Yeah, man. And a pallet pool. I got access to all the pallets you'd ever want.
You can make a pallet pool, Travis?
Hell yeah. Look it up on Pinterest, baby. There's some sweet ass. You can make a pool out of anything. There's like what the fuck am I thinking of? Never mind.
Travis, send me the link to this.
Whenever we
make pallet pools.
Whenever me and my lady do our shipping crate house, she wants to make a shipping crate
pool.
There
you go. Thank you. Shipping, like the shipping trailer, the shipping crate pools. You can make that. You just cut the top off and throw a liner in there and fill it up.
Travis, Shannon went the other way in the chat. She says, I made a pallet out of an old futon. So she made a pallet out of something.
I had an old gun rack in my shed. I could have made a pallet out of that.
Yeah, that's what you got to do is you got to take stuff and turn them into pallets. That's the real challenge.
That is a good idea. I got some old tube TVs that I got to get rid of. Maybe I can turn those into pallets.
So I didn't see it.
What? The pallet pool?
No, I heard.
I want to see this pallet
that
pool.
This weekend's fights were a shit show.
Oh, I pirated it.
Did you?
Yeah. So I watched like three rounds and it was really boring.
Well, I heard.
And so I just turned
you know
it
that Jake Paul knocked that motherfucker out like really fast.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that on Twitter, I think. Somebody posted a video of him punching
and
a guy. So now,
and he's already calling out Conor McGregor and talking about how he's right. going to kick the shit out of him.
Oh, he's going to fight like
he's
real people?
He's won two boxing matches, and now he thinks he's fucking...
Oh, well.
He'll die, and it will be so exciting.
The thing is, though, is he know, like, you know, the Conor McGregor thing. Conor McGregor probably knew that he was going to lose to Floyd Mayweather, but he also knew that a shitload of people would pay money for it. And that's what it is like, you know, Jake Paul can now just say, hey, guys, I'm going to fight Conor McGregor. And a lot of people will say, well, I'll pay $20 to see that.
I want to see that YouTube guy fight this UFC guy.
Right. And like, I mean, whether Conor McGregor kicks the shit out of him or not, he still gets half the money. So who cares? You know, he makes a lot of money, and Conor McGregor punches him a couple times. Big fucking deal.
Our world is so stupid with these fucking YouTube people.
Right. And then apparently Mike Tyson kicked Roy Jones' ass and got a fucking draw.
Well, it wasn't even like a real fight. I mean, they were just kind of...
It was a bit of a pillow fight.
It was like the fight in Rocky Balboa. It wasn't a real fight.
I mean, they were just kind of fucking around. They were wearing tennis shoes, drunk. They're just out there in tennis shoes fucking around.
Fair enough.
And like, people paid them a lot of money, and then they went home. Who cares, right?
That Logan Paul or whatever Paul he is, he's got like he's got steroid nipples.
Steroid nipples?
Trace? I don't know what that means, but I agree.
Look it up. Are they steroid nipples?
Are they poofy? What is a steroid nipple?
They're kind of like AK bullets with pie plates.
Oh, so there's like a lot of
there's like a lot of nipple, and they kind of pop out and
like pencil erasers.
Yeah, like poofy nips.
So you're not talking about the areola. You're talking about like the pokey.
I'm talking about both.
Like the pokey is wide like a combo.
Yeah, like a combo on a saucer, right? Like, and they're poofy. Like, it's like almost like an upside down bowl with a combo at the tip. He's absolutely got steroid nips. So this guy, something's going to go down with him. He's going to have some kind of rejection. Some kind of steroid thing is going to pop up with this motherfucker in his like third, fourth fight.
Oh. Would you say that Logan Paul's nipples are your pick of the week, Travis?
I mean, put him on a nice lady. Nice lady. No.
Pick of the week, Travis?
Yeah, I do have a pick of the week. My pick of the week this week is Kill or Be Killed, the complete deluxe hardcover edition by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. It's a collected graphic novel about a gentleman who has had enough of his life. His best friend, who is a girl who he's very into, is dating his roommate. He feels very alone. Things are not going right in his life. So he decides to commit suicide by jumping off a multi-story building. He jumps off this building, survives in a weird happenstance, is so happy he's alive, until later when a demon appears to him and says, I saved you. Now, in order to keep your life, you now must take a life every month for me, or if you don't, you will die. He then becomes a vigilante who takes on the Russian mafia, takes out a child pedophile ring, and is being chased by the police, all while dealing with his own mental illness. Kill or Be Killed is an amazing graphic novel. Please read at your leisure.
But he wanted to die. So what kind of deal is that? I guess
he wanted to die until he lived, and then he had a renewed sense of life.
Oh.
He's like, I guess I didn't want to die. Everything is awesome.
Huh. That sounds pretty good, Travis. I put that, that what was that, Bone Parish?
Bone Parish. Very good. I was super bummed after I talked to you guys last time and recommended it. I thought it was an ongoing series. It ended after 3 trade paperbacks, so probably a total of maybe 15 issues.
Yeah.
It was too short, but amazing.
Yeah, I put that in my you ever put stuff in your cart on Amazon and then save it for later, and then just kind of hope that somebody will buy it for you because they see
that
your
it goes
cart.
On sale.
I do, but I'm getting all of these graphic novels that I'm recommending are available at your local library through your library system. Feel free to use your library system. They'll go ahead and grab copies of books, not from just your local library, but for any library in the system. They'll ship it directly to your library where you can pick it up and read it.
Yeah, I put that that one where they said that the Joker is Batman now. I put that one in my cart like 2 years ago. It's still there. You know, they were like, hey, guys, so check it out. The Joker, he's Batman now. And I was like, oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
Are you referring to the Batman Who Laughs?
No. It was the Joker. He had a change of heart and he decided he was Batman. And so then he was doing all kinds of Batman shit, Travis. He was running around. He was all like, hey, I'm Batman now. You know what I'm saying?
I could see it. Yeah.
Drunk, do you have what you would say as like a pick of the week?
So last week, Drunk's pick of the week was my anticipation for the Animaniacs that came out the following weekend.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, good stuff.
Good stuff?
It was very good stuff.
I watched the first one. It was fun. I want to watch more. I'll watch it the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this week, Drunk's pick of the week, another anticipation of season 4 of Big Mouth coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Haven't never watched that show, Travis. Would I like it?
Yeah.
You would love it. It's sure so would. Funny. It gets good. You watch the first season. Like, I watched the first season with my wife, and she's like, man, this is raunchy. And then I watched the follow-up seasons without her, and I'm like, if you thought that was raunchy,
right,
you're nuts. Because they get so dirty. It is amazing.
Didn't they make a musical about the movie Disclosure?
They did.
Yeah, they did. Yes, yes, they did.
Lower on the pick of the week is Wednesday afternoon football.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. give me my Steelers versus Ravens that you've been teasing for a week.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you.
I have to try to leave work.
Mike.
Do they have a game next week?
One got pushed to Monday and the other one got pushed to Tuesday. Ravens got pushed to Tuesday. Steelers got pushed to Monday.
And they're getting real creative.
None of these games
are
happening.
They're getting pretty wild with it, aren't they, Travis? The timeline is getting silly.
They're just throwing everything. I'm just hoping they cancel the Chicago Bears season completely.
Oh, dude. Hey, at least you got 5 wins. My Bengals suck. The Cowboys suck.
Wait, did you just say my Bengals?
Yeah.
You're a Bengals fan, Drunk?
Well, when the Rams left, I had to choose somebody.
And you chose the Bengals?
I did.
Travis, pick of the week. There is a new Smashing Pumpkins album that came out Friday.
Yeah.
Now, I will not say.
Do they play it on the local radio station?
I won't say that it's good.
It is the Smashing Pumpkins.
What I will say is that it's fucking goofy in like a really fun way. Like, you listen to it and you say, oh, these guys are just fucking goofing around. What the fuck are these guys doing?
Did you hear the new Two System songs?
So, I didn't like them. They were, they were about Armenia. Well, you know?
All their songs are fucking about Armenia.
They were drunk. What they did is a couple of years ago, they reunited with their original guitar player.
The Pumpkins, this is.
Yeah, who left in 2000. And their drummer, who has either quit or been fired like 3 or 4 times.
Right.
So like 3/4 of the band is the original lineup. They went on a big fucking arena tour, played all the hits.
They still got Billy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they go and they put out this 20-song.
What do they usually end with?
Double album. You know, they when I saw them the last time drunk, they ended with like a B-side from their B-side box set. Like,
what?
It's stupid. I know.
No encore?
No, well, yeah, that was the encore. They were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to play a 9-minute B-side.
I would be so mad at that.
Well, I mean, you know, they're like, okay, we'll play Cherub Rock for an encore, and then we're going to play a 9-minute B-side.
I was about to say, no Cherub Rock, no fucking...
No, like, they played Cherub Rock,
Butterfly Wings,
and then they started the 9-minute B-side, and, like, when it was over, like, me and about 20 other people were the only ones left. Like, after Cherub Rock, they heard the aeroplane flies high, looks left, goes right, and they were like, yeah, I'm not going to stay for this. And they all left.
Yeah.
So this 20-song double album, no guitars, or very little guitars, and a drum machine. So, like, the two people that came back for the reunion, you don't hear them at all. It's fucking goofy. The whole thing is silly. Like, the lyrics are very campy. Like, at one point he says, I'm down for enchanting trains. What the fuck does that mean? I'm a fan. I'm going to like it anyway. It's like disco music. It's weird.
So, Travis, what he's saying is, when I say Terminator 6 is a good movie and he says it's dog shit, when I listen to this Smashing Pumpkins,
you'll probably say it's dog shit.
It's dog shit, and he's going to tell you, man.
Yeah, this album of 2020.
No, Travis, see, here's the thing. I can acknowledge that it probably is dog shit.
But you enjoyed it.
It's fucking good. Like, the song I played on the break is called Tiger Tiger, and Tiger is spelled wrong, Travis. Okay. It should be Everything I Hate. It's silly. It's a goofy fucking song.
But that's your band, so you're gonna...
But, like, I listen to it and I say, this 52-year-old man is having fun.
Is he, though?
He's getting some...
Is he having fun or is he trying to get a paycheck?
He's getting out some synths. He's making disco music. I mean, whatever. You know, I mean, would I rather him get out the fucking guitar and shred out a good solo? Of course.
But well, he'll do that next year.
Yeah, I guess.
I just made a vagina out of some silly putty, just so you know.
Oh, you got to lube that up though, Travis. You can't
while you're talking about smashing pumpkins.
You can't just fuck the silly putty raw. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm probably not gonna do that at all.
Guys, we did it.
We fucking did it.
We'll probably do it again.
What are you saying? Next week sometime?
Yeah.
Eh, I might be busy.
Well, I guess we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll play it by ear.
It is, you know getting to holiday time and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
Guys. I think we probably got a couple more shows left this year. Maybe three, maybe less.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
You're not a bird,
man.
I want some hot chocolate. Yes.
Some whipped cream on it. He wants some whipped cream on it.
He wants some whipped cream on it.
He wants some whipped cream on it. On it. On it. He wants some.
My baby's been outside shoveling snow. Shoveling snow. He wanted to clear a path for me to go
to the Christmas party
tonight.
I'm going celebrate
tonight. Me and my girls
to the Jenner Center tonight.
The Jenner Center tonight.
He's a good man.
He wants me to
enjoy myself. He's a good man.
He put the kids in the bed
all by himself.
All by himself.
So I asked him,
is there something I can do
before I go?
still.
I ask still.
Is it something that he wants
before I
that
go?
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Is it something that he wants before I let go?
My baby,
he wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some
hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
Outside.
The temperature is dropping slow.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants
on
some
it.
Whipped cream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ay, 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 ay.
My baby's been outside.
The temperature is dropping slow.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants
on
some
it.
Whipped cream on that.
The flurry's all about.
The flurry's all about.
My baby, he wants some hot chocolate.
Look at my
hot
chocolate.
Baby, he wants chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some
hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped
chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants
what he wants.
What he wants.
What he wants.
Get your mind out the gutter.
Get your mind out the gutter.
Is this
what he wants?
Swiss Miss be bad.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.